So as I briefly mentioned at the start of Mass, I'm Father Dylan James. I'm a priest of the Plymouth Diocese. I've got family here in the area that I'm visiting for the weekend, so I'm just here able to offer Mass for you this morning. So I want to make three points to you today about God, drawing on our parable there, to tell you three things about the Lord. That he's patient, that he's skillful, and that he's upset when we do wrong. Now, our text this morning in the Gospel was one of many parables in which the Lord speaks of the kingdom of heaven. And in Jewish speech, this was a kind of reverent way, a circumlocution of referring to God himself. That the Jews had this great reverence for the name of God, which they wouldn't even utter. And so in speaking about the Lord himself, they would speak of the kingdom of heaven. And in speaking of the kingdom of heaven, Jesus is telling us about God. What is God like? He's as he's described here. So what is he like? Well, the first point in this parable is that he's patient. He waits. He doesn't rip everything up immediately. He waits until the end, waits until the harvest. And this in the Bible is a thing we see again and again made manifest about the Lord, that he is patient with his people, that his people, he calls them, he invites them, and yet they turn away from him. He calls them again, and they come back, they go away again. That again and again, he is patient with them. He waits. My second point, which I think is more particular to this parable, is that the Lord is skillful. So he's not just calling us to repentance. He's not just calling us to change. He's skillful about how he goes about it, how he works change within us. So here we had the thing about that the weeds and the wheat were both growing together. And those of us who have a garden and have weeds in our garden, we all know the temptation to just rip up the weeds. And you do need to rip up weeds. But you can, they say, over-weed. That if you rip up the weeds too much, you do more damage than you do good. And this is what is being referred to in this parable. That the skillful gardener knows the right amount of weeding to do and at the right time. And the image of God as a gardener is a repeated image in the Bible. So we know the Lord Jesus, he has that other image. He says that God is the vine dresser, that the vine dresser who knows when to prune the vine to make it yield more fruit. That God knows what he's about. He knows what he's doing. So he's patient with us, but he's also skillful in knowing what to do to call his people back to him. And when we read through the pages of the Old Testament, we see this again and again and again. So his people that were immersed in slavery in Egypt, but also immersed in the lifestyle of the Egyptians, he called them out of that, led them for 40 years in the wilderness to purify them, to change them, to lead them to a new way of living. He led them to the Promised Land, but they didn't want to go in. Did he abandon them? No, he was patient with them. He led them through the wilderness longer in order that he might lead them by that closer to himself. Again and again, the events of the Old Testament, God is active, God is doing stuff. He knows what he is doing. He's patient, but he's also skillful. Now, my last point to you today is that God is upset. Upset when we sin. So this reaction of the owner to the weeds is quite palpable. Some enemy has done this. Where has the darnel come from? The upset felt by the master, the upset felt by the servants. Some enemy has done this. That in my heart, what has God put there? God has put only good things there. And yet, there isn't just good things there. There's laziness, there's selfishness, there's impatience, there's all kinds of stuff the Lord has not put there. And he's working, he's calling me to change. He knows what buttons to push, how to prod me, how to purify me. But he is upset about the sin. And this parable also has this image of the final judgment, that there will be a final sorting between the weeds and the wheat. That hell is a real thing. The Lord Jesus speaks of hell many times in the Gospels. He speaks of it with powerful detail, a place of weeping and grinding of teeth, a place of eternal fire, a place where he says the road is wide that leads to perdition and many walk in it. I don't want to go to hell, but the Lord wants that even less. The Lord wants my salvation even more than I want it. And he's a skillful gardener. He knows what he's doing. He knows how he's seeking to lead me, seeking to draw me to himself. So to summarize all of what I've been trying to say, 3 points about God today based on our parable. He's patient with us. He's skillful in what he's trying to do within us, calling us to change. But he is upset about the wrong we do, and there will ultimately be a judgment.